Today on the KMMO Ag Report, I will continue my recent interview with Missouri State Fair Director Mark Wolf. You mentioned some of the entertainment around the fairgrounds, the Ditzfield stage. You've got all those stages, a bud tent. You've got great entertainment in there as well. Just the other day, I was at the Day in the Park here at Marshall. The Morton sisters, they performed. They've got activities lined up through the summer, but that state fair, man, they're so looking forward to that and being down there for 3 days.
You know, I was not really aware of them. And then a couple years ago, we had an event there on the fairgrounds, just a small event with some friends and sponsors and things there. And my wife organized that and knew of them. And so we paid them to come in and just sing and do that small event. And they were a hit right there on the spot. So you never know how somebody's going to discover somebody, but those girls can really, really sing and just did an awesome job. So we're excited about them coming back and being involved in our stage entertainment this year.
Well, you know, Mark, one very touching event that takes place, and the salute to the military, it's the first Sunday this year, right?
Well, the actual military day has been on that first Sunday. What we changed this year was we actually moved our first responders day from the last Sunday to the first Saturday. So we've kind of combined all of that in the first weekend. On the first Saturday of the fair this year, it's First Responders Appreciation Day. So if you're a firefighter, police officer, EMS, whatever, you come to the fair, you get in free, and your immediate family gets in for $1. And then we're doing the same thing as we've been doing in the past on that first Sunday with our Military Appreciation Day folks.
Listen, it's been great visiting with you here. I look forward to it. I'll be talking to you down there. I'll be down at the governor's breakfast and probably every day down at the fair, you know, but it's always a pleasure seeing you down there and your staff. You know, Wendy Falconer with the State Fair Foundation, I always say that the best value on the fairgrounds is that dollar bottle of water, and then you go into the Farm Bureau tent, you get the milk and chocolate milk for 25 cents.
Yep.
Always look forward to that, and a lot of people do.
Yeah, you know, of course, you're an experienced fair goer, Larry, so you know all the little hot spots that hit, you know. But, there's just a ton of great options for everything from entertainment to food to you name it at the state fair. And, gosh, if folks are planning that trip, you know, like we talk about all the time, go to our website before you come down, go to moststatefair.com, and all that information, all the schedules, you know, the maps and all that stuff is right there. And then if you forget it when you come to the fair, we'll hand new information as soon as you come through the gate.
Mark, anything you'd like to add that we haven't touched on?
You know, we're just looking forward to a great fair. Salute to agriculture here in Missouri, and it's the number one industry in this state. What was the latest information we got at the governor's conference last year? About an $89 billion a year economic impact to the state of Missouri, so it's a big deal. And the fairgrounds is a great showcase for all that.
Mark, thanks so much.
Thank you, Larry.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.